Track 42.
Okay, look, the problem is this. We simply can't move forward on this project because we never get any answers from the client. I mean, whenever we ask KNP for their input on anything, they just sit on it for weeks without getting back to us. So we fall further and further behind schedule. Frankly, Rolf, it's driving me mad.
Okay. Well, thanks, Richard. It sounds like we have a pretty serious communication problem here. Does anyone have any suggestions? Yes, Elaine?
It's just a thought, Richard, but maybe you're trying to involve KNP too much.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're agreeing objectives with them at the planning meetings, right?
Yes, of course.
And then you're asking them for further input between meetings as well.
Well, it's a complicated project, Elaine, and new issues keep coming up.
I understand that, but here's an idea. Instead of waiting for them to get back to you on every issue, why not simply go ahead with what you think is best based on what you agreed with them at the meeting and then just ask them to confirm that decision?
Well, it's an idea, but I still think we need to keep them closely involved in the decision-making process at every stage.
Richard, I think we've already established that trying to keep the client involved is not working too well. Elaine, I really like your idea of just asking for the final go-ahead on each decision. What I especially like about it is that instead of having to come up with fresh ideas of their own, KNP just has to say yes or no. That's going to make things a whole lot easier. And it would certainly solve the problem of getting them to respond more quickly, too.
What makes you think that?
Well, they'll know that there's a time constraint on their reply because we're already going ahead with whatever it is. If they still like what we're doing, no problem. But if they don't, well, they'd better get back to us right away or we'll be heading in the wrong direction.
I'm not so sure.
Well, I like this idea of just asking for the green light at each stage. And if we did that, we could also give them more progress reports. As agreed at our last meeting, we've done this and this, and now we're going to do this. Is that still okay with you? From what you say, Richard, it sounds like KNP are not as engaged in this project as we are. Maybe we need to keep them in the picture more. Perhaps another thing we could do is give the decisions we want them to approve a priority rating, so they pay attention to the really important ones. And Elaine, if we combined your idea with Kevin's idea of setting up a client extranet, there'd be a single website they could always go to find out what's been done, what's next, and what they need to okay. And they could do that with the click of a button.
Good idea.
Now, the only thing is, I'm not sure if we could ask for approval on every decision we take. As Richard says, some of these decisions do require client involvement before we take action. If we go ahead and they're not happy, it could waste a lot of time and resources. And I'm also a bit worried about KNP feeling we're taking control away from them. Elaine, how do you think we could manage that?